This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I got a tweet as well from Steve. And a unique question, something that I hadn't considered. Let me read the question. Would switching Davis to AAA and Endy back to AA be an option to get Endy back to dominating form, as you put it? Or would that mess with the psychology of Endy? Not a bad question. I don't think they would do it. Now, Endy kind of has me a bit upset with, you know, his public comments saying, oh, he doesn't belong in AAA anymore, he doesn't belong in the minors anymore. He's getting frustrated being down there. I don't love comments like that. For the same reason that Joey Porter Jr., to bring it to the Steelers. I don't like that he was picked in the second round and now he's got to play pissed off, as he said. Oh, I got to be upset because I got drafted in the second round. I'm going to play with that chip on my shoulder. You know, like, why do you have to be upset? You know, you're playing for the Pittsburgh Steelers. You have an opportunity to play in the NFL, something that not many people on this earth get to do. Endy Rodriguez, a highly touted prospect that was told that he would be, like, next in line. As long as he keeps performing well, when the time is right, he'll get the call to the big leagues and get the opportunity to play. But if you can't handle AAA, if you can't play at AAA consistently, if you can't get out of your own way, I don't know if I want you on a major league roster. If sending him back would help him, sure, what, you know, but if we all could see, you know, hindsight's 20/20. So we can't see how that would affect him. I can't see how that would affect him. But, you know, if you're worried about his, you know, what he thinks and, you know, his confidence level, if you're worried about that, you know, I don't know how much of a team player he really is. If it would benefit him, great. But if he's going to, if the team is worried about hurting his feelings by sending him down, or you're worried that, you know, you send him to a lower level and he, you know, and he doesn't like that and he's upset about that and it affects his play, or it just affects how he communicates publicly. I mean, I don't like those guys and I don't want those guys. Hopefully Joey Porter Jr. works out. You know, he's not really playing yet at the NFL level, and the NFL is a bit different in how it's constructed. But the point kind of stands, you know. Although I will say that Tom Brady getting drafted in the sixth round reportedly, as he said, you know, kind of motivated him to do what he did. Now he's a seven-time Super Bowl champion and came out of retirement to play another season. So, you know, who knows what could motivate players. I don't like when players get upset because they feel like they've been, you know, wronged, even though they have an opportunity, whether it's AA, AAA, or at the major league level. If they have an opportunity and they're a highly touted prospect, I don't get what there is to be so upset about, but that's me.